We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's been victory lap day for Dustin Fox today.
Why so?
Well, because we had the Mary Kay Cabot report. Toot, 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 toot. Saying, if the suspension on Deshaun Watson is extended for... just extended. It doesn't qualify it. But if it's extended, the Browns are expected to engage on conversations about Jimmy Garoppolo. This was something that you've been pushing for. You've been the longtime conductor of the Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah. I am the conductor of this train.
The Jimmy G Express, as it's known. Also, Baker Bros, if you're looking for what to call, we're Garoppolo guys, right? Jimmy's Gents works. Somebody did suggest Jimmy John's. I think it should be Jimmy's John's. Just like Brad Garrett says in that
commercial,
in those awful commercials. I think they're
catchy though.
They're very catchy.
Jimmy's John's.
Because I'm still talking about them. However, I would go Jimmy's John's instead of Jimmy John's.
We're Jimmy's John's?
Yeah, Jimmy's John's. We're Jimmy's John's. Because then it sounds like we're John's of Jimmy.
So he's the lady of the night.
Is he paying for us?
I mean, we're all paying in one way or another there, Dusty.
We're one of his Johns?
Yeah. You know what? The Browns would be. It's a fly-by-night occasion with Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right, so we're Jimmy's Johns.
Listen, we've all woken up with a lot less attractive people than Jimmy Garoppolo. What are we talking about here? The man's a fox. He's a certified South Beach 10. Toot, toot.
Yeah, I mean, it's damn near illegal to be that good looking and talented at something.
So if you are single right now in Cleveland, let's just
Or if you're married, you may want to just break up now.
Well, see, what I was gonna that's actually a great point. Timing is everything. What I was gonna say is have your fun now.
They start planting that seed now.
Yeah. Have your fun now. Because the second Jimmy Garoppolo comes into town, the shores will be there's no hope for you, is what I'm saying.
Is it like,
I was trying to find a way to say it that didn't come out awfully.
The video, and the guy goes, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yep. Mr. Hide Your Girl, Mr. Steal Your Girl is going to be in town for at least 12 games. Does it matter to you the difference between 12 games to 17 games? Because the more I've thought about it doesn't for me.
It's all a lot.
And I don't think it should matter for Jimmy.
No, I think if it's 12 games, you still get Jimmy.
Because it is, I don't want to say guarantee, but it's about as much of a guarantee to start as you're going to get. Right? If you go to New York, you might end up starting. Like, what would you rather if you're Jimmy Garoppolo? Would you rather start 8 games at the end of a lost season in New York because Daniel Jones has proven himself to be god-awful? Or would you rather start the first 12 games of the 2022 season with a pretty good Browns team? I'd rather that, even though the crunch time could potentially impact how good he is the first couple weeks. I'd rather have to cram to get in to get ready for week one of the season, but I'm stepping on a team in Cleveland where they can buy you some time with the offense that they run and that you might be better suited for with a play action pass. Yeah. I'd rather that than the maybe of 8 games at the end of either the Giants or the Texans season. The wild card is Seattle, but I think the leg you have up of your Cleveland, San Francisco doesn't want to deal with Seattle.
No, and I don't think Jimmy does either. I don't think he wants to stay in that division. It's really tough, and they're not a good team. Like, Seattle's just not a good team.
We do have I think I'm just seeing this right now. Shams Charania sending in the NBA will retire the number 6 league-wide, honoring the late legendary player and activist Bill Russell. So that's coming in from the NFL. I don't really see how you can be against that, or the NBA, rather.
Players who wear 6 currently are grandfathered in.
Okay, yeah. LeBron's going to try and get back on that 6 train real damn quick before. He's like,
What is he wearing now? 6 or 23?
He's 23.
No, he's 6.
No, he's 6.
But he was 23.
Yeah, but now he's 6.
Okay, but now he's 6. Now we got it. We locked it down there. I got it. He's wearing 6 now.
He's wearing 6 now. He's grandfathered in. Now he's never going back to 23.
I mean, unless he comes back to Cleveland. Maybe that'll sway the decision on staying in L.A. versus Cleveland. I wonder if he can change teams.
Can he change teams to wear the same number?
That's a great question. We need Daniel Wallach back. That's a legalese type question. I'm only a paralegal.
He's in London. We can get him back on the phone.
Yeah.
No big deal.
It's not that hard to get people in London on the phone.
No.
So as you took your victory lap on Jimmy G and the Jimmy G Express, of which I've been riding sidecar on because I was the second convert to the Jimmy G Express. The other victory lap, you said something yesterday that I think proved to be pretty prophetic, which was that the Browns making a decision on announcing Deshaun Watson would start against Jacksonville on Friday was, I think, an
attempt to kind of force the hand of the NFL, put a little pressure on them. So if they don't want to see Deshaun Watson highlights all over SportsCenter this weekend and people talking about, you know, Deshaun and how good he looked or what he did, like, you shut this thing down, like, right now.
So it's funny you say
that. From the Browns' perspective, that's a good thing. Like, we need to know, like, right now or tomorrow what the hell's going to happen.
I said this earlier because we were having a huge, like, station-wide conversation off-air about it.
Can we get Plesac out of this game, by the way?
We can. The guards are up 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth.
He's straining here.
But there's a man on first, so we'll see if the guards can get another dub against Detroit. But my point to anybody saying why would the Browns do that, it's the only card they had to play. The only card, they can't support Deshaun anymore. They can't file a lawsuit on behalf of Deshaun. They can't, sink to any levels of subterfuge on Roger Goodell to get a favorable ruling. What they can do is try and impact the timing of the ruling. And I thought it was interesting and kind of pissed me off to hear how Mike Florio talked about this on Pro Football Talk Live earlier today about the NFL and the worry, the concern about what you just said, The idea of forcing Peter C. Harvey's hand and what it might do to the NFL. There's a few things that pissed me off about that clip, and not what Florio said, because I actually believe him 100%. This idea that the NFL has any grounds to be mad at the Cleveland Browns, any special license to be mad. And he even mentioned, oh, the middle finger to the NFL was Deshaun Watson signing autographs. Oh, my God. He signed autographs. Fans
so
wanted
offensive.
His autograph. Oh, my God. Get him out of the NFL.
Yeah.
Relegate the Browns to the AFL. Can we get him to Canadian Football League? They dare put the starting quarterback out in front of people to sign autographs? What does the NFL want here? Because it appears to me, Dustin,
yes.
The only thing the NFL wants is complete and total annihilation of Deshaun Watson and maybe the Cleveland Browns as well. And the idea that Roger Goodell has any special license to be pissed off at the Cleveland Browns or the NFL. Hey, Jack, maybe next time, don't let that guy be traded. Hey, Jack, next time, maybe suspend the guy last year or put him on the exempt list. All of these things could have avoided the Cleveland Browns. Oh, hey, when all the latest stuff that came out at the beginning of this year, maybe put it out there, you can't trade for this guy. But Roger Goodell wants to be this upstanding citizen, this bystander. He has no role in this. But yet, he's cloaked in this ridiculous power that he can go to great lengths to do what he's doing right now. You can't have it both ways. You can't be the all-knowing football NFL emperor and then be pissed off when people do things that, by the way, the Cleveland Browns, everybody's allowed
to
trade.
They were allowed to do it. Everyone was allowed to trade for him.
And oh, by the way, you don't like the contract? Okay. If you trade for Deshaun, you can't give him a contract extension. You have that power too. But now it's the Browns who are the big, bad, ugly for doing those things. That doesn't absolve the Browns for their own moral issues in making those moves. But the idea that the NFL has any license to be pissed off is a joke.
That's a good rant.
Yeah, I'm sweating a
That's
little
good.
Bit.
That's good. Yeah. I'm just letting
pissed.
You go.
I just, listen, I'm sick of people saying, well, I'm only going to be pissed and disappointed at Deshaun, or I'm only going to be pissed at the Haslams, or I'm only going to be pissed at the NFL. Be disgusted with all of them. They're all in the wrong. And the NFL acting on this high horse as if, oh, well, we're pissed at the Browns. Shut up. Do things differently. You can't lay back and wait for everything to happen, which, by the way, we knew this was going to happen. If it wasn't somebody was going to trade for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean, Carolina was in the mix. Atlanta was in the mix.
The NFL has shown the only thing that really matters in their willingness to pay you or do business with you is whether you're good at football. So the idea that now, oh, man, he signed autographs. Oh, God. Oh, don't taunt the emperor. Don't get mad. Roger, please don't be mad at us. Oh, you're going to hammer the Browns harder because Roger's mad at us? Good God. I'm sick of that, jabroni.
You all right?
Yeah.
That was a really good rant.
I need a little bit of a break here.
Need something?
I might need some sugar.
I might need some butt. A Coca-Cola or something?
I might need some pork butt.
You're absolutely sweating.
I'm pretty pissed,
it's
actually.
It's very cold in here, too.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Yeah.
For you. I mean,
it's out of that, I'm going straight to hell.
Big and salsa looked thing. Like you had some hot salsa.
Look like we got into salsa. Mary Kay Cabot tweeting out about 1:30 today that the Browns will be interested in Jimmy Garoppolo. And we'll consider him if Deshaun Watson's 6-game suspension increases. And I said this earlier, I'm going to say it again. I feel like the Browns season just got another chance. And this is not to discredit. I feel like we do this thing with quarterbacks all the time, Dustin.
Yeah.
When you try to give a real assessment on a quarterback, somehow you become a hater. I think Jacoby Brissett is one of the best backups you can have in the NFL. And I think for 4 to 6 games, which is what I consider a good backup to give you, for 4 to 6 games, I'd trust Jacoby Brissett to steer the Browns in the right direction, keep them competitive. If we're talking about 12 games is the dividing line, that's what Daniel Wallach said.
Yeah.
That feels like the sweet spot of what Deshaun Watson might consider taking from the NFL without fighting a legal lawsuit. 12 games is about 6 games too many for Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby is a very good backup. Jimmy Garoppolo is a very good starting quarterback.
When you say the 6 games, are you also looking at the schedule and knowing that the first 4 are easy games?
Yes.
Easier games?
Yes. Because where, you know, that's actually a great point.
Because if it was like the back half of the year for Brissett and he had to play a bunch of good teams, I'd be like a little bit worried about 6 games.
Well, So the 4 to 6 games thing about a good backup should be able to start for that amount of games, that's just a generality. That's just, I've seen enough guys like Matt Moores and Derek Anderson in Carolina once upon a time. Like I've seen enough good backups come in for that amount of time that that's how much you should expect it if that's who Jacoby Brissett is. But like we mentioned earlier the importance of timing. If you want Jimmy Garoppolo to start week one, which I don't know, just trading for him, I don't know that's the most important thing because it is Carolina. I think you should be able to beat them without Jimmy G or Deshaun Watson. But if you did want him, you got to trade for him really quickly here. Those first four games, actually the first two games specifically, with the Jets and the Panthers, not the games I'm thinking about. I'm thinking of, I need Jimmy G to be ready for
Los Angeles, the Patriots, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals.
I need him ready for the second set, the second four games of this season. The first four games are important, don't get me wrong, but that's when I need Jimmy G by, definitively. And when I say ready by, I'm not just saying he knows enough of the playbook to play. I'm saying he needs to have a firm enough grasp of the playbook that he can go out there and win you games or help you win games.
Yeah, I mean, if we got Jimmy in the next couple of weeks, how long do you think it would take him to get up to speed?
Okay, I need a little more. The next couple of weeks is too...
Too iffy.
Too iffy. Too,
yeah. Like, so let's say he gets into camp next week.
Okay. I think there's an outside chance he might be ready for week one. Okay. But I would say I don't think we could expect him. The only way we could expect Jimmy to be ready, and this still might be pushing it, is if they literally traded for him today or tomorrow. At which point, if you believe the Mary Kay Cabot report, you are at the whim of Peter C. Harvey.
Yep.
So what about for you?
Timing?
Yes.
I mean, for him to start week one, he's got to be in camp next week, mm-hmm. I think. Anything later than that, probably going to be tough for the week one.
And I will say, this does...
And I am a little worried about, you know, like, where's his conditioning at?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure he's in shape because he's been working out, but, like, he hasn't been practicing football with the Niners. He's just kind of on the side doing his own thing. So that would be something to evaluate as well if I'm the Cleveland Browns.
The only thing that I'm concerned about if he wouldn't be ready for week one is, I've said this a few times, quarterback juggling, even if they're good quarterbacks, gets really dicey in the NFL. Now, we've seen the Browns juggle from like Brian Hoyer to Manziel to like Austin Davis or Connor Shaw. All the crappy quarterbacks run together. I'd rather quarterback juggle.
Who was the dude who played like that one game against Baltimore and he actually wasn't terrible? The kid from Stanford. Hogan?
Oh, yeah. Remember Hogan?
Kevin Hogan was a starter for
Hogan's
us.
Hogan's heroes are still out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he just got cut by Tennessee. Like,
he's still been in the league?
Yeah. He's been in the league the whole time as like just kind of a journeyman backup. I don't even know he's been on active rosters, but he has been in camp. But I'm not saying
you're going to make me go down that rabbit hole, aren't you?
You absolutely are going down that rabbit hole. I'm not saying that Jacoby to Jimmy to, if Deshaun only gets 12 games to Deshaun, will absolutely stop them from getting a playoff spot. But I think it makes Kevin Stefanski's job that much harder. And more importantly, you know who else's job I think it makes a hell of a lot harder, Dusty? The locker room. Trying to adjust to a new quarterback takes time. So if you're going to start three different, and they're all three actual legit NFL quarterbacks, that's my only concern about if you were to trade for Jimmy G late enough into the preseason that he's not ready to go week one. It's almost why I don't, like, do we really, I don't want this to come off as criticizing the Browns because I was already a little heated about Roger Goodell and the NFL. And so I don't want any residual rage to come off on the Cleveland Browns. Why do you need to wait for Peter C. Harvey? Would be my only rebuttal.
You know it's going to be more than six games.
Yeah. So,
like, I mean, Mary Kay's report is that if they hand out a suspension of more than six games, they would have interest in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know it's going to be more than six games. So what's the holdup here? Make the phone call.
Yeah. And
it's not the Niners have any leverage here.
Well, and I do
think they would love to make a trade and get something for him.
Well, and they would just like it to be over.
Right.
And I'll just go back to this idea. The difference that 5 days or 10 days makes for Jimmy Garoppolo is immense. And by the way, that not just him starting, because him being ready to start is one thing, but him being ready to start and win a game. Because I tend to, like when I pick games in the NFL, more often than not, early in the season, I just go who has the better quarterback. I think Baker versus Jimmy G is a bit of a push. If you said Jimmy G was better than Baker, okay. There's a mountain of statistics to say Jimmy G is. If you said Baker was better than Jimmy G, I can find stats that say that's true. The reality is they're in the same class. So where it gets complicated is if it's week one, Jimmy G versus Baker, and Jimmy G's only been in the system for 3 weeks, all of a sudden I give the edge to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's on the road. Baker's been in camp. Yeah, I'd give him a slight edge, I guess.
He's got the axe to grind.
I don't know
as well.
Enough about the Panthers roster to be completely fair.
What do you need to know about it? Because
I know you know everything.
I have a PhD in it. I'm a paralegal in Carolina Panthers football as well as.
I mean, how's their defense?
They were really good for most of last year. They could not stop the run. I think
that's good for us.
Well, I think they might be a little bit better positioned this year because Yetur Gross-Matos is a bigger defensive end, plan across Brian Burns, and they've moved Derek Brown to the zero tech. Basically the nose tackle position, and they got somebody who can rush the passer next to him. So I think the defense, even with...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think we should think the Carolina game is a layup that maybe we thought it is. Like, I actually think the Carolina game could end up being the toughest game in the first 4 weeks of the season. Pittsburgh is almost always better at the end of the season than at the beginning of the season. We've seen Pittsburgh struggle out of the gate plenty. Plus, Mitchell Trubisky is going to start Saturday night, so that's how well their quarterback situation's going. The Jets are ass. Atlanta is Atlanta. I think Carolina might end up being the toughest matchup of those first four games.
Atlanta scares me a little bit. I know people look at that team and think that they're just going to stink this year. Look, Marcus Mariota can still play. And he can run. When he's healthy, he can move around now.
I think they're going to have one of the top three picks this year.
They might.
So it's less about Mariota.
It's still in Atlanta.
That roster, because of cap issue, has just been butchered. They lost.
Kyle Pitts is a problem.
He is, but they lost Calvin Ridley. We know about Julio was traded a little bit ago. That offensive line has never lived up to its potential. More importantly, one of their best players.
You are an NFC South connoisseur.
Paralegal. I know that doesn't fit. I just like the way it sounds. They lost Foye Oluokun, who I think might be the most underrated linebacker in the NFL in free agency. Their defense really is Grady Jarrett, A.J. Terrell, and nine guys that might be as good as me on any given day there. Real quick, let's get to Mike. Mike, are you, sir, aboard the Jimmy G Express? Mike?
Mike, are you there?
Mike?
Oh, damn it.
How are you doing, Dustin?
Oh, there's Mikey.
Mike, we didn't get the answer. Are you aboard the Jimmy G Express?
I'm all down with it. And I'll tell you, there's two reasons. All aboard, for sure. Look, we can't afford for a lost season. We could end up losing other veterans that want to stick around and win. You know, we can't, like, put it on pause. Most importantly, we can't wait around for somebody else to get hurt in a preseason game. Or to see how bad somebody really is when they're in a uniform right now that they think is going to start. And next thing you know, you get somebody else interested. Now the price goes up. And you guys are totally onto it. He has to get familiar with everything. You just get onto it right now.
We appreciate you, Mike. Thanks for the call, buddy. If the Browns traded for Jimmy Garoppolo right now, and we could guarantee, again, we can't, this is a hypothetical. If we could guarantee he starts week one against Carolina, who would you give the edge to? The Panthers with Baker Mayfield, who's been on the team since July 6th, or the Browns, who have had Jimmy Garoppolo since TBD? We're talking about the Mary Kay Cabot report that if Deshaun Watson, I feel like it's a win. I know how she's framing it, but when Deshaun Watson's suspension is extended and enhanced, the Browns will engage in the idea of Jimmy Garoppolo and acquiring him. And so it got us the conversation of, if the Browns traded for Jimmy G today, would you give them the edge week one, or would you give Carolina the edge? Just refresh the good people out there listening which way you leaned there, Dusty.
It would be very close. I would make the line Carolina minus one.
If it were in Cleveland, it might be closer.
Browns would
to
be 3.5-point favorites.
I think they would be for me personally. I'd think it more closely as a push. We've just hit the point where it's puckering time. I mean, trying here with what 1 month to the regular season, that's just so much pressure. And you wonder, like, even if you traded for him today, I think there is still a chance he can start week one. But how much can you really do with him?
Yeah,
if he's only got a month in the book there versus Jacoby. And I don't know, like, if you're the Browns, would you consider, all right, we're going to start Jacoby week one and see how that goes, and then maybe we'll go the Jets week two? Like, do you just, does Jimmy Garoppolo become a longer-term play that once he's up to speed, then you deploy him?
I'd want to have him ready by the week three, I think.
Pittsburgh game?
Yeah.
That feels like an important game to win.
Oh, it's crucial.
I mean, one, I just think if you can beat Pittsburgh early in the season, it's such a good advantage to have, considering that you end your season against them. And as I pointed out in the last segment, Pittsburgh can, under Mike Tomlin, come out of the gates a little slow in September and October, but you can bet your sweet bippy that unless there's a lost season, they're going to be playing for something on January 8th when you play them. I think that equal parts to this. But I do agree. Jimmy Garoppolo, week three, that would be the latest I would want to see him on the field if they traded for him today. Let's get your thoughts on this. Again, Browns trade for Jimmy G today, and we could guarantee that he starts week one. Would you lean more towards the Browns and Jimmy G or the Panthers and one Baker Mayfield? Henry, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
I think it's a no-brainer. I think we should have been on the Jimmy G train as soon as Goodell spoke. And as soon as they announced that they were challenging it, I love Cleveland. I'm a Cleveland fan, but sometimes the fans, just because they're on our team, get crazy. Jacoby Brissett, great backup, seems like a great person. 14-23 as a starter. Two of his wins were when he was in New England, and he threw a total of 55 passes in those three games. 28 were in his loss. He is what he is. You bring in Jimmy G. If we told you Baker Mayfield was top 15 quarterback in the NFL we had on our team, we never would have got rid of him. We can bring him in. Jimmy G could start immediately. He came from New England system, Shanahan system.
And Shanahan is a kind of a disciple of Gary Kubiak, too. And Gary Kubiak is where Kevin Stefanski learned, so it all makes sense. Yeah. There's familiarity there.
It's a no-brainer. You bring him in. What are you going to tell Chubb? Hey, hopefully next year you're squatting 700 pounds. We'll use you, and then we're going to win.
Love
no,
it.
No, your window's small.
Window's now. And by the way, like Kareem Hunt, this is his last year.
Yep.
To have that weapon in the backfield.
Draft picks. We're not going to be replenishing those draft picks that we normally. So we need to win now. Look what the Rams did. You bring him in. If she's reporting it, I guarantee it's going behind the scenes already.
100%.
Just like they did with Baker, that was going on for months. This is going on now. Haslam knows he's gone for at least 12 games, and if it's 12, make it a year. I don't care at that point.
So,
I don't want him for five games.
Real quick, by the way, great stuff, Henry. Really do appreciate you, bud. Can anybody think of any legitimately bad reasons, bad things going to happen with Jimmy G? Because the health is the only real concern I have. Like, I know he is capped as a player. He doesn't have this isn't the same as trading for Deshaun all over again. But, like, I'd still rather the 14th best quarterback in the NFL or the 15th or the 16th than Jacoby, who might be the 37th best quarterback in the NFL. But, like, outside of that, I don't see, because some of the rebuttals we've heard are, well, what happens if Deshaun only gets 12 games? Oh, no, we have too many bad quarterbacks. Not again. That's not a legitimate concern to have. Concern means, what's the downside? Would it be tricky to go if, in this hypothetical, you trade for Jimmy G and Deshaun only gets 12 games? Would it be challenging? Would it be a challenge to Kevin Stefanski and maybe the offense to go from Jimmy G to Deshaun Watson from week 12 to week 13? Yes. Yeah. It would not. The idea that it would be flawless or seamless probably isn't fair to Deshaun, yeah, but Jimmy G.
But here's the thing. Jimmy G, I'm guessing that he would be okay to understand the situation. And if he got himself 10, 12 games and he played really well, that's what he needs. He needs film.
Yep.
He needs to show people that he can stay healthy. He needs to get on the field and throw the ball, look good, be healthy, have success. Like, he'll get a contract. He's going to be a starting quarterback for a while in this league.
Well, and think about the insurance policy you have.
Huge.
If Deshaun comes off almost a 2-year suspension, what if he's rusty? What if he gets dinged up? What if 5 games
what if he gets dinged up like in the playoffs?
Exactly. In January. Oh, no, we have too many good
quarterbacks. We got to go back to Brissett.
Oh, got to go to the guy. We got to go to Jimmy G, who's been in two NFC title games and a Super Bowl. Oh, no, Bobby, welcome to the show. Can I get you a double toot, my friend?
Yeah, we got to go with Jimmy G. We have to.
Toot, toot.
And I got to tell you, and a lot of people will probably disagree with me, but we made some bad decisions, you know, and I wasn't a big Watson fan when we went after him. You know, Baker was hurt last year. Baker played last year hurt because he wanted that contract. It's a business. Like everyone knows, it's a business. 2 years ago when Baker was healthy for us in the playoffs, everyone's like, well, you know, but we lost. But we went away from our bread and butter, which is our run game. He's not a quarterback that needs to throw the ball downfield. He had two great running backs, two little dumps on him. I'm telling you, big mistakes, but I would go with Jimmy G right now all day long.
That is the way. You know what? You've got a prime spot there on the Jimmy G. You've got one of the nicer seats on the Jimmy G Express. I don't see the downside. I mean, I think the only we just talked about the 12-game thing. The 12-game suspension is the only real concern about that is financially, is Jimmy G willing to accept $5 million this year? I think he should be, because I think Cleveland puts him in a better situation than New York with the Giants, Houston, or Seattle to get the next pay. I think because he would be on the best team of those four by a wide margin, I think if he came here and all he does is play 12 games, I think he should be willing to play for a pittance, because what those 12 games could mean for him is $150 million, because you are presenting yourself in the best possible situation.
Totally. It's a win-win for everybody here. To me, this is like the most simplistic move that has ever been made or should be made.
Brian, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got? Can I get you a double toot? Brian, are you intimidated?
Are you gonna toot or no toot?
Hey, listen. Hey, guys, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks,
love
man.
It.
Just you got to play along, Brian, if you want to be part of the show.
We're going to need you. Toot, no toot.
Is it toot or no toot?
Toot. We're going to go toot.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Now continue.
All right. Listen, love Jimmy G. I think he would bring a winning mentality. He's been a winner. But I just want to throw something at you guys that may be a lot cheaper that maybe no one's talking about. Maybe you guys have, was Gardner Minshew. I love the guy. I think he got pushed out of down there in Jacksonville for Moonshine or who was it? Trevor Lawrence over there.
Moonshine.
You know, I think he meant Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Yeah, man. He got pushed out. He never got a fair shake down there. And I believe that. I think they were tanking hard for him. But his stats have been pretty good. I think you get him for a fourth rounder. And I know that may be pretty steep. Or maybe you trade Kareem Hunt. I really just want to hear your guys' take on that possibility. Thanks for the show, guys.
Thank you. I actually would think Minshew would be Moonshine. Like, if Trevor Lawrence is Sunshine, then doesn't Gardner Minshew look like a guy who's like, oh, that's Moonshine Minshew, which is a hell of a lot harder to say than I realized. I actually am one of the people who think Gardner Minshew is underrated. I think it's pretty funny that Pittsburgh's trotting out Mitch Trubisky, that Atlanta is trotting out Marcus Mariota. Sorry, Seattle's trotting out Geno Smith or Drew Lock, and Gardner Minshew is stuck behind, who I actually think is another underrated quarterback in Jalen Hurts. I like Minshew a lot, but if my two options are Jimmy G or Gardner Minshew, I will choose Jimmy G. All things considered, including injury history, money, the fact he'll only be here for a year, all that, and I'll hands down, it's not even close to me, and that's just somebody who loves Gardner Minshew, a.k.a. Moonshine Minshew.
Love that. Moonshine.
Would you, what about you? Would you, I clearly, you and I are both aboard the Jimmy G Express.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy G is way better than Minshew, like, way better.
But how much, all right, maybe this is the better comparison.
I'd feel better if they decided not to do the Garoppolo thing, than, I'd rather have Minshew and Brissett at least compete.
All right, can we talk about the other part of this?
What?
I think Minshew would cost more.
Than
Jimmy G. Not financially.
No, in terms of trade capital.
Because he is controllable for longer, and as we know in sports, anybody else that is paid attention to sports, the longer they have you under contract, the more expensive you are. That's not just a baseballism. That's an NFLism now as well. Tom, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hi.
Toot, no toot.
I have a question. So
Wait. Sir, please.
Do you listen to the Real show, quick. Tom?
Toot or no toot, sir, on the Jimmy G Express?
I'm Toot. I'm okay. Toot.
Yes.
Right, thank you.
Now continue. Please ask your question, my friend.
So my question is, first of all, this whole thing is clear as mud with Watson. And as an NFL fan and a Browns fan, it's extremely disappointing to see all this go on. And we just have no recourse. We just have to watch it, you know, play out and be upset and everything else. But my question is, and I don't know if you even can answer this. So say Goodell comes back, or whoever this person is that he has being his face, says that he's going to be suspended for the entire season, right? We've already heard that the NFLPA will sue, right? They're going to come back and try to sue. Does that mean anything to us? I mean, does that get Watson on the field? That you know, can it overturn that at all or no?
So,
open.
All right, buddy. So there's a few things. One, the most recent report is the NFLPA might not be as willing to file an injunction to get Deshaun to play as we previously thought. So I don't know how much that actually means or where that report came from, but I think that's an interesting point. The second thing is, I look at an injunction or a lawsuit against the NFL, and I think if you are Deshaun in the NFLPA, you have to realize it is more probable than not that you're not going to win that. Now, what's the point? One, it would likely allow you to get on the field week 7 because the injunction would take a while to work through the courts, and two, you might be able to take it from a 17-game suspension in this lawsuit to a 12-game suspension. That feels like a win if you were Deshaun Watson in the NFL. More to come, guys, on the Deshaun situation. Toot, no toot on Jimmy Garoppolo. And how would trading for Jimmy Garoppolo impact your thoughts on week 1 against Carolina?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.